Welcome to the Sports Comedy Show. I'm Paul Salerno, the creator and host of the show. This is another edition of Talk Radio, and today's theme is NFL Week 8 Preview. After we do sports recap, we'll look at this weekend's football games. Today is Friday, October 30th, and this is Halloween weekend. Are you ready for Halloween? 'Cause it's here. All right. Thought I'd start off with a little Halloween music to get us in the mood. Halloween weekend 2020. It's been a tough year, but it's time. It's time to celebrate the holiday. Whether you stay in or whether you go out, get out there and enjoy Halloween. Just do it safely. Maybe make an outfit with a mask, you know, or you could be a Republican and not wear a mask and just go out like that. Just a political joke there, that's all. Halloween time's here, guys. Fun time of the year, especially if you got the kids. You know how much kids love Halloween. When I was a kid, I loved it too. So celebrate Halloween. We need to celebrate these holidays, because after Halloween, then we roll right into the Christmas season. So enjoy this. It could be a thriller to Halloween season. All right, Michael Jackson was fighting for her life there with Thriller. Remember back then how everybody loved him? You know, Michael was good, clean, and wholesome. Boy, did we find all the skeletons in that boy's closet. Anyway, Halloween season. Get out there and enjoy it. Thought I'd start the show off with a little Halloween fun and humor. Again, exciting time of the year. All right, let's keep going. See what we got here. Now, have you been to the website lately? You are aware that baseball has ended, but before we turn to football, I'm going to leave the homepage set on baseball for a little while. So check it out. Check out the World Series and all the MLB playoff highlights if you haven't done it yet. As I mentioned on the last podcast, I started that page at the beginning of the playoffs. So every series has some type of pictures or caption or highlights. You just got to scroll through the whole thing. And they're not long reads, they're short paragraphs, there's funny moments. It's just kind of a cool thing, and I want to give everybody a chance to look back at baseball before we say goodbye to baseball, because we've come to that time where the series is over. Yes, the Dodgers won it. We're so happy for them, but we got to move on. So check out that page before I change the homepage. I'm going to leave it up for about another week or so before I change the homepage. All right. Now, meanwhile, have you listened to any of the feature episodes on the podcast? The last one I did was Johnny Bets the World Series Part 1, which is actually a very short one, but it sets the tone for Part 2. And now that the World Series is over and we have a winner, I can finally write Part 2. So keep an eye out for that. That should be out here in the next couple days. Part 2 of Johnny Best of World Series. Now, if you're going to listen to that, if you haven't listened to Episode 5, that was the big one. You should listen to be honest, you should listen to Episodes 4, 5, and 6, but you'll get to them at your own time. Episode 5 was the big one. Operation It Was Only a Kiss. Discover Pods, by the way, they're a vote went up for a... for the podcast of the year category on that one. So I was very excited to hear about that. So when you get a chance, check out on the website. You can see season one episodes. You can see all the episodes in season one. But episode 5 is the big one. And now we're coming up to episode 6, part 2. Okay. And again, the website is sportscomedyshow.net. Now, before I get started in doing sports recap, it turns out I've been fact-checked. Yes, it's true. I made an error. It happens. So what happened was two episodes ago, When I was talking about the World Series Game 4, I mentioned that I thought that this last one was the greatest Game 4 ever. And I mentioned that you know, I was looking back at other World Series Games 4, and I mentioned that when Billy Buckner dropped the ball for Boston and when the Mets won the game, turns out that was a Game 6. That was not a Game 4. I was wrong. I'm glad somebody caught it and pointed it out. But I thought I, you know, while I'm on the show, mentioned that I did make a mistake. And from time to time, I do. I do my best here. I do, when it comes to the stats and stuff, I got those right in front of me, so I don't think I'm going to make an error there. But every once in a while, something comes out wrong. And if you want to call me on it, please do. It's no biggie. I appreciate it. It is a comedy show. I want to keep it fun. But sometimes the facts get a little juggled in the air. It happens. Okay, so let's get on to sports recap. Now, the first thing I'm going to start, instead of just getting right into yesterday's action, and there really wasn't much over the last 2 days. We had a Wednesday. We finally had a day of break because there was no Game 7. So we just have a football game from last night to talk about. But I'm going to talk about a story here, and I'm just going to leave it up there, and let's see if I can get anybody else at some point to jump in on it. And that is, we all saw what happened in the World Series, and that was that before there was a winner, the news came out that Justin Turner had COVID, and they had to pull him from the game. I still don't understand how that happens in the middle of the game. The news comes down the pipeline in the eighth inning, but that's apparently what happened. So he was pulled from the game, as you guys can remember. And now the story's come out that he was, after he was pulled, he was in the dugout, and he was not supposed to come back out. He was in the clubhouse, and the MLB security would not let him out. But the word that the baseball uses is emphatically. Justin Turner emphatically disagreed with them, said, "I'm going out there and celebrating with them." And that's what he did. So he went out there, he celebrated, they won, he was a part of it. Some of the time he had his mask on, some of the time he had his mask off. All right, so I will weigh in. Here's my opinion on it. It's Game 7. If I was Justin Turner, I probably would have done the same thing. I probably would have went out there, we won it, I'm not going to miss this, I've worked too long for this. So that's probably what I would have done. However, there is the other side of the coin, and everybody's been kind of talking about it or crucifying or putting their two cents that what he did was a selfless act. What he did was wrong. What he did, he should not have done what he did. And maybe he shouldn't have. And I'm going to leave it out there to you guys. What do you think? Do you think if you were Justin Turner, would have you done that? Or would have you followed the rules? Interesting enough, baseball is going to have to take action. So at some point, he will either get fined or maybe even suspended for some games. And rightfully so. I'm a type of person, if I would have done it, okay, yes, I was wrong. But hey, I'm going to accept the consequences because I wouldn't get to miss that moment for my life. That's my take on it. But at least here's something that I'll mention that they haven't talked about here on all these broadcasts that you see with the big boys is at least the season is now over, so we don't know the full ramifications. Hopefully nothing more of this becomes of it other than the fact that he just violated the rules and broke the rules. But if the season were still to continue and let's say a couple other Dodgers caught the COVID, then this would be an ugly mess for MLB. But because the season's over, we're not going to hear any more about it. And thank God, because I don't want to hear that three Dodgers down the road picked up the COVID. Whoever or what happens from here, MLB hopefully will put the kibosh on it. We're not going to hear about any more about this. We won't hear about it until the beginning of next season when they come out with their disciplinary action. And who knows, maybe they may come out sooner than later because it's such a hot topic. But at least the season's over. So I'm hopefully this can't turn into a big ugly thing is what I'm getting at. Anyway, so as I mentioned, I'm going to leave it out there for you guys. Try to get a little participation. You can always send an email to thesportscomedyshow@gmail.com. Is it this? It's the sports. I'm trying to think of the email. It's the sportscomedyshow@gmail.com or on the website, under the blogs, I did put a blog up on that. So you can at least see the blog. And if you want to reply, all you got to do is create an account. And all I ask for is your email, no personal information. And you can reply to it. So check out the blog. If you have a topic or if you have something on this matter, don't be afraid to send it to me at thesportscomedyshow@gmail.com. Okay, let's get into yesterday. As I mentioned, there was only one game, and it was football. Sadly, now everything else is done, so it's pretty much football here for a while, guys. And that was, we had Thursday night football again. And this time we had the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers. Game in Carolina. Everybody thinking Carolina. Teddy Bridgewater going to get back on track. Thought that they looked like the better team. And the reason they say that is because the Falcons are 1-6. And they've had that monkey on their back of giving games away in the third and fourth quarter. I like what Terry Bradshaw said before the game, and I did agree with him. They are by far the best 1-6 team you could see. Well, that best 1-6 team that you could see did come out, and they won the game 25-17. Good game, back and forth. At halftime, Atlanta up 16-14, and then became a game of field goals. Atlanta wins this one 25-17. Might not have been the most exciting game, but it was a good close game. That's what I was trying to get out here. Matt Ryan, 281 yards. That's not bad. Julio Jones, 137 yards on the reception. Hayden Hurst is the other big weapon back there. He only had 54 yards, but he did have 5 receptions. So Atlanta's got a good team. Todd Gurley, Todd was running the ball. He did find the end zone, whether he meant to or not, I'm not sure. That story, I don't understand that story, I do understand that story, but we're not going to go there. Todd Gurley, 18 rushes, 55 yards. So Atlanta, 2-6. This was really a game of the nobodies because none of these two teams are going to the playoffs. The only thing that is worth mentioning is that it's a division game. They're both in the same division, the NFC South. So they were fighting for the cellar for third and fourth place. But it was fun to see Thursday Night Football back on track. All right. Let's get into this weekend's NFL. That is the theme, NFL Week 8 preview. So what we're going to do is look at some of these games and just kind of see which ones stick out and worth mentioning or talking about. We can start with the 10 o'clock games, as I normally do. Here's one that's worth mentioning or talking about. We've got the New England Patriots going into Buffalo. Big home game for the Buffalo Bills. It's now time to, these teams to see what these teams really are made of. New England in a bit of a bind here. 2-4, they're in third place. They lose this one, good possibility the playoffs are probably not going to happen. To be honest, playoffs probably aren't going to happen anyways. But if they win, they can at least stay in contention. So if they lose this, they're probably going to slip out of contention. Buffalo started off the year 4-0, kind of then things kind of cooled off. They've been 1-2 in their last three. At least they beat the Jets last week. They did not look good, but they have a valid excuse. I guess that front line or four or five of those guys were on COVID protocol. They may have had COVID. I'm not sure what the final details there were. So it was a very different looking team. My concern here in this game, Josh Allen hasn't looked near as sharp as he had in those first four games. Everybody was talking possible MVP. He was playing long ball. He hasn't looked that sharp in the last couple games. So it'll be interesting to see the games in Buffalo that favors the Bills immensely. So on the other side of the coin, we've got New England. Like I said, it's a must win. Can Cam get it back together? He's gone through a hell of a stretch. As tough as things may have been for Buffalo, there are things three times worse for Cam. Plus, Julian Edelman may be starting to show his age in the last couple games. Hasn't been that incredibly fast track star that makes those diving catches. You can't come up with the most miraculous play every time. So they, you know, that's kind of set in. Plus, New England's gone through their fair share of COVID matters as well. So they're dealing with a few injuries and a few open spots. Sony Michel is on the injured reserves. So it's they're still trying to find their own in form New England. This is the AFC South. I'm sorry, East, as I mentioned. I like Buffalo here. I think it's time that New England, that they're gonna, I think they're gonna put the dagger in New England's heart. Bill Belichick's gonna do everything he can. I just think too much is going against him in this game and this year. I think we come to the realization of where this division is going, and it's going to be Buffalo on top. Miami somehow is going to end up in the middle, and New England is not going to be in the playoff races. That's what I think on this one. Let's take a look at another one, see what else we got going here. Okay. We can talk about, here's another good one. In the morning, this is actually probably one of the marquee games of the day. Pittsburgh is going to Baltimore. This one I do have an opinion on, and some of the previews have been, the line on this one has been the other, it's been lopsided. Steelers are 6-0. Why are they an underdog? Why should they, you know, they claimed their case last week by going into Tennessee and winning. That they are the best team in the East, or in the AFC. Maybe Kansas City can put up a rebuttal. But nonetheless, the game is in Baltimore. Baltimore is 5-1. This is going to be a good game. This is a division game. So whoever wins this is going to make a statement in the AFC North. Pittsburgh wins and stays amongst the unranking. Then I think they'll get the respect that they've been looking for. And I'll be honest, I like Pittsburgh in this one. And that, if you recall last week, they were my five-star pick. They were a dog, and I hit. My five-star picks are 5-2. I'm almost as good as our fictional character, Texas Lucy. She's good on her radio show. Maybe one day the Buzzsprout will give me my own radio show. Hey, after all, what is this? Maybe they already did give me my own radio show, and I don't even know it yet. That wouldn't be far from the truth. Anyway. The reason I like Pittsburgh in this is they're healthy and they're balanced. They've got good defense. We always talk about the offense and all the big weapons on the offense because everybody thinks offense. But Pittsburgh is a good defensive-orientated team. Baltimore, 5-1, yes, good, but they haven't captured my soul. And I'm looking at some of these wins. Well, who did Baltimore beat? They beat Philadelphia. They beat Cincinnati. They beat Washington. They beat Houston. Their loss came to a strong Kansas City team, and they got blown out in that one. So Baltimore 5-1, but they haven't played anybody good. So I like Pittsburgh here. I think they do it again on the road. I think Big Ben's going to wind it up. He's got all those offensive weapons. You're going to see Connor run the ball, and now he's got Chase Claypool, who's been chipping in, Juju Smith, all the boys. They're there. I like Pittsburgh. I think Baltimore, the reason they look so good on paper is because they played scrappy teams. All right, let's move on. Let's look at the 1 o'clock games, see what's going on there. In the afternoon games, we see, here's a good one. Okay, let's go back to the NFC West. This is actually a very exciting one. We got San Francisco going to Seattle. As you recall, Seattle finally fell last week from the unbeaten ranks. They are now 5-1. And Frisco trying to get it back together because they had their issues with... They didn't get COVID struck. They got injury struck. All their big names went down, but they're finally coming back around. Jimmy G is back in. Not sure if Mostert's in or not. Same with Kittle, but I don't see them on... the injured list, so they very well may be in the game. So this will be an exciting one. I don't have an opinion. I think you're going to see a lot of points on the board, and I think if Frisco's going to play with Seattle, they're going to have to find the end zone 3 or 4 times. I don't see this being a defensive struggle type of game. Seattle, they love to wind it up. They love to play long ball. They've got a hell of an offense. Russell Wilson, he's going to have all his suspects. He's going to have Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf. They're going to put points on the board. So this is what I'm thinking of this game. For the 49ers to win this game, they're going to have to score four touchdowns. If they can score four touchdowns, then maybe they can pull this one out. One thing about Seattle, yes, they're 5-1, and yes, they're a good team. I've never seen them blow anybody out. Well, I think Minnesota earlier in the year, if my memory pops up, they may have actually had an easy victory. But they always, for whatever reason, it gets into the fourth quarter. It gets down to those final last two drives to determine the game winner. And I see that again. I see this being another close game. This will be exciting because this division is stacked with is stacked with good teams. You got the Niners. You got Seattle. Don't forget the Rams. You know, so the NFC West, it's got a lot of good teams. Unlike the NFC South, it's got nobody. I'm sorry, the NFC East, that's got nobody good. Be exciting to see what happens. Let's keep an eye on it. Let's take a look at our Sunday night game of the week. Yes, we always have a Sunday night game of our week. This will be our last one. And then I'm going to make that five-star pick. So don't wander off yet because I've got a five-star pick lined up for you boys. Our Sunday night game here looks like we're going to have... Are we going to have two Sunday night games? No, that's Monday. Okay, we are going to have Dallas at Philadelphia. Really? Now, this is the first time I've looked through the whole thing. This is news to me. We're going to have Dallas and Philly. You know, they couldn't shuffle in another game. They did it last week, and I know why they did it last week, because just in case the game got canceled due to COVID, they didn't want to have no game at all. But we get this week, we get Dallas at Philadelphia, the 2-5 Cowboys at Philadelphia. This is another Sunday night Philadelphia game. This is Texas Lucy's favorite. This was Johnny Rockets, our fictional character. His big claim was Philadelphia Eagles never lose on Sunday night football. And well, they get a chance to show that to him again, once again. They get a chance to show us to that once again. In this one, we got Dallas 2-5 at Philadelphia. Remember, Philadelphia had the tie earlier in the year. Remember, I've been complaining all year about how I hate ties. And that's because at the end of the season, when it comes to the playoffs, the it just screws everything up. So Philadelphia 2-4-1 instead of 2-5. These are the cellar dwellers. It's the NFC East, a pathetic division. Something interesting about this division I'm going to mention and that you haven't heard yet. As we know, there will be a winner. Somebody in this division is going to the playoffs, whether it's the Eagles, the Cowboys, the no-namers, or the Giants. But not only will one of these teams go to the playoffs, in that first week in the wild card game, they will actually have a home game. How pathetic is that? You're going to have somebody in this division who wins four or five games actually host a playoff game in the first round, and they'll be up against a wild card team that's won 9, 10, or 11 games, and they're going to be hosting a playoff game with five wins. How pathetic is that? But that's where we're at. Let's look at the game real quick here. Dallas, I'm not sure if Andy Dalton's in or out. I'm not sure if he knows if he's in or out. I'm not even sure he knows what day it is, and maybe it's best he doesn't. Jerry Jones standing behind coach. He's saying, you know, he's a true leader. I'm going to go with him. I'm going to go with him until I fire him, which will probably be next week. But anyway, Cowboys are coming apart at the seams. Philadelphia, well, they ain't doing much better. They beat San Francisco 2 weeks ago or a couple weeks ago. That was their big thing. And they did get past the Giants last week. So there now they've got a couple wins under their belt. And the game is in Philly to top it off. Maybe that's the best thing they got going for them. I don't know what to say or think of this game because these two teams are so terrible and so unpredictable. Everybody's saying the Cowboys look out of shape. Zeke is huffing and a puffing. Amari Cooper hasn't been getting going. I don't know. I don't care. I don't think anybody cares, but that's our Sunday night game. It's going to be a low-scoring, boring game. That I can pretty much hang my hat on. Okay, guys, it's time for that five-star pick. and I look it over, and yes, I'm going to follow Texas Lucy because she knows what she's doing. And for you that are going, who is Texas Lucy? She's our fictional character. You got to listen to season one, episodes 4, 5, and 6. Any rate, she's got a pretty good track record. And so do I on five-star picks. I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday Night Football because they are the king of Sunday Night Football. They always win and they cover. So this week's five-star pick will be the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, guys, that's another edition of Sports Radio. I want to thank you all for hanging in there. Again, hit that website. And if you have something you want to mention on the Justin Turner story, you can just throw it on the blog, or you can send me an email at thesportscomedyshow@gmail.com. Have a good day, and I'll see you guys next week.